Good morning. We're going to start this healing journey. Answer lies within. We all know that's the whole purpose. We want to find the answer from inside out. So when we start finding the answer, we know in today's situation, the healing, we need the body, mind, spirit healing. We cannot just focus on the body. We cannot just talk about the mind. It's the full package deal. It's the full package of body, mind, spirit. So last time, which is yesterday, we talked about this, how to release the negative emotion. The emotions is energy. Then the negative emotions has a negative energy. The negative energy has a negative consciousness. But all of this negative consciousness and negative energy impact our life, our health. So which is we are real need good health. Without a good health, we cannot have good life. So once we release all that goal of our negative emotion, then it's the time to receive, to record it, to upgrade the past energy and the past info. Before we go down this journey, I would like everyone to think about how do you process the information? How do you process the energy? When the good information comes to you, what's happening in your mind, in your body? Your processing is the data processing, or number processing, or picture processing, or imagination, or combination process. Think before. Because this, each one of us has a unique way to process the information. Because we are going to deal with the information, we are going to deal with energy. Right? We often hear the information is key. But the information, just the information without transfer the information to the energy. Information is useless, just information. We have to apply this information for today's life, today's unique situation. We need good information. We need all the good information. Think of it. All good. Can you get all good? Can you connect to the unlimited good? I mean, where is unlimited good? How can I connect to the unlimited good? From my mind, from my heart, from my body, from where, which part of my body, from where, how can I do that? Yes, you can go to internet, find something, or you can go to the internet, find it. But the Eastern always say life, you know, answer lies within. So the answer lies within where? Where is the station? Why we always want to go to the information center, the key. Your information center, your future center, your energy center has to come from somewhere. It's not your mind. Trust me, from what I learned, don't trust me, okay? Well, I cannot say trust me. I only can say from what I learned, from my experience, right, I have many years experience, you know, half a century experience, 50 years experience. Finally, I discovered that it is true. My master tells me, so don't trust your mind. Trust your body. It's more relied on your mind. Right? Unfortunately, today, no one will trust the body. Everyone trusts the mind. Right? We totally discounted the strength and the powerful wisdom of our body. why we disconnect all these bloodlines and thousands of years of wisdom. We carry on, but we don't rely on, we don't use this resource, right? Just think that you have a resource. You know, Chinese always make joke, I know. So we can say the Chinese make joke, and somehow, well, I heard that the joke is you carry the golden bowl. It's made for the gold, and then you go out to Beijing for the money, for the food. Thinking this way. The baker holding the golden bowl, or crystal bowl, real crystal bowl, or silver bowl after a baker. That's exactly today. Which one? We are. We are holding the golden bowl. We sit on the golden mountain. We sit on the green mountain and the call outside ask to deliver the firewood. Thinking this kind of picture. We have to change. Right? We have to change this situation if we want to change something. So this just gives you a different angles, different situations, or no, different thinking, right? There are many different ways to go up to the mountain. That's just one of the ways. You know, that way, in my opinion, is very useful. Just give you a different opportunity. You have more opportunities. So you have more opportunities to discover the energy, right? So the energy is not just things. It is a thing. It's a material life. But it's not that we can purchase on Amazon. We can purchase the local drug store. We can buy for the store. We can go to the bank, put our credit card, you know, our card there and receive it. Doesn't get it that way. Right? So we have to go through our own body process. So we need this body. Our body is built in. Our body is built in to digest and processing this energy and to use for purpose, for life purpose. So now today I'm going to help each one to discover we carry this golden mountain. We have this unique body. The first we need to talk about is which organ is the most important to process the information, to process the energy. First, we know definitely it's not the mind. Do not rely on your mind. Your mind just gives you a rational thinking. But they are much more than rational. They are so much intuitive. So much information doesn't need processing through the mind. Think of the one of the very simple concept is memory. We all think memory is stuck in the mind. It is true? Maybe. But most of the time, we find that it's not the whole truth, right? So sometimes you can remember something or information or some people's pain, no matter how hard you try, squeeze it, your brain doesn't come out. What do? You do other things. You watch videos, you know, play the games, listen to the music, and suddenly it comes out. Maybe from the music. Maybe from outside the sun. So what that means? That means information doesn't have to be stored in the brain, right? Can be stored at other place. So you will receive the information through the different channel. Different channel. There are many channels in the traditional way, in the classical way. In the traditional training, always teach you many different processes can receive the information. For example, you can use imagination. The imagination can help you receive the information. Because the imagination is a different frequency. The creativity is a different kind of frequency. So you have to think in a different way. Otherwise, your information only comes from the one limited channel, your Russian. So talk about creativity, talk about imagination. Where and which organs are real controlled is function, is your heart. From Chinese medicine point of view, the heart is the king. The king doesn't want to do anything at the ancient time. The king is the Tao. Do nothing. The king's job is not to do the daily processing. The king's job is to help you. Help you. Why I say this you is not just a physical you, it's a spiritual you. Can connect to the life source. Connect to the nature sphere, connect to the life sphere and the universe sphere. The king's job, which is your heart's job, the real main job is to help you have a resource connection to the spirit. But the resource of the future information center is not the rational mind information. The heart is not just deal your emotions. Sure, your heart can deal your emotions and all the emotions because the physical activity still impact to your heart. So that's why you see people suddenly too happy get a heart attack, right? Too scary get a heart attack. So still can impact to your heart, right? The heart can impact by emotion. All your emotions sooner or later always impact to the heart function. So on the other words, all your emotions can relate in the coming out from your heart function. So as the ancient time, they always say, your heart can create heaven. Your heart can create hell. It's up to us. What do we want to create? We all have to ask the heart, do we want to create hell? Right now, look like us the hell. The information outside is enough for us to create hell. Then we put ourselves into the hell. All we can say, the information is there. Can we grab in the good information, good energy, then we create heaven? Because our heart has the capability. Does anyone hear? They say your potential, right? That's the people say, oh, you haven't reached your potential. So what is your potential? At bad potential, you don't want to see bad potential. You want to see good potential. What is your good potential? Without the good information, without the good energy, how can you create good potential? Therefore, you need your heart. This heart is not just a physical heart. We say the heart is not just a physical heart, but also has energetic heart, has consciousness heart. So that's why I say, don't look the heart just physical. Right? This heart can do many different things. Events. I can say, all the mystery that come from the heart, never come from your mind. So that's why when we say, I love, when we say, I love her from my heart, no one will say, I love her from my mind. No one tell your lover, I swear that from my mind, I love you forever. I think you should run, right? You only say, in bottom of my heart. Think it. Your heart, how big is your size? How can you put the entire whole universe and someone you love that size to put into your heart? So big. It's imagination, right? You put imagination into the love. Look at how powerful you are. The imagination gives you a power. Imagination gives you a strength. So we need this imagination. In order to do this imagination, to use this imagination, we need a good function of the heart. We need our heart to be pure, be clean. At Zen meditation, always say, the heart is the shining mirror. Don't let the dust stay there. You should clean all the time. So that's why thousands of years, many Buddhist practices, they teach you many different techniques, how to pure your heart, how to clean your heart, how to make your heart like a baby's heart, like a children, like a baby's heart, so pure. So that's why we see the children's innocent eyes. So does your heart still innocent? Can you? We all wish mystery, miracle happen. But we don't want to know what is the requirement to create this. Life is a miracle. Today we still stay here, we still sit here. It is a miracle, right? But no one will concern that this, or no one will believe that called a miracle. I always tell my patients, look around. You are a miracle. You are proof of miracle. No matter how bad things you did before, you still miracle. Sit here. You're still healthy today, even though you stayed at home. It's a miracle. You have to understand today is the miracle of all your past. Your past, everything what you've done in your past create a positive effect of today. It's a miracle, but no one will see that. The question is how to use it. Right? Information is information. So how can we use this information for the future? We only want to see this just today, but the future we only see the next year. But we never see today might be. It's the image, it's a reflection of the future. If today is a reflection of the future, what do you want to be? How do you want to do? What is your imagination? What is your creativity? How can you create miracles for the future? You need your heart. You need a peaceful your heart. You need to understand the heart is the king. But the heart is the king. Heart doesn't work. I want other organs to support, to help. So that's why you see us today, often in the clinic, we see this situation when the people find the real illness of the heart almost too late. There's no very successful heart prevention program at the day. Why? Because the heart doesn't work in this reality, but work on this reality. I don't know how to explain it this way. But often it's other organs that take in charge or take like a bodyguard. Think of that. Like a bodyguard might be easiest way. Your heart has a problem. The first organ to take issue to take the bullet to protect the heart is your digestive system. Often digestive system has issues. Sometimes it's caused by heart. We never go to the heart, we go to the digestive system. So we think it's the digestive system. Then we don't take care, we're going to fix the digestive system. So we fix the effect, we didn't fix the cause. Now continues the name caused by the kidney function. So we still deal with the kidney issue. Right? Later deal with the liver issue. So when the liver issue getting strong and then getting worse and then infect to your gallbladder, and then you take off the gallbladder and then gallstones happen. Right? And then kidney stone happens. What is a stone happen? they try to block the body, create image, block the situation to try and make your heart strong. They are bodyguard. Every organ tries, their job is to protect the heart. Without a heart, you cannot talk to your spirit. Without a heart, you cannot connect to the nature, connect to the universe, connect to your God. That's the praise, right? We say you pray from your heart. You don't pray from your mind. You want to pray for the God, you have to pray from your heart. So how can God allow the praise that the heart destroyed, he crashed, he broken? You can't. You can't say, I've broken my heart. You can't. Because that's the heart they need. You need his heart. Connect to the love. Connect to the God. Connect to the union. So other organs have issues first. Then when all the organs are filled in the past, so they can't help each other anymore, then impact them. So when they do the test, they say, oh, something happened. Now you need a surgery. Now you need a bypass. So how can we do something? Don't allow these things to happen. Because this part we need today to process. The heart knows the future, right? Heart knows the past, the heart knows the future, because you still have your imagination, you still have your creativity. Now is time. Use it. So, be peaceful. Inner peace is the one of the very strong and the useful technique. It's the energy process. The consciousness allow you to nurture your heart, because it's an invisible way. So you have to understand that, right? The body, mind, spirit, the healing, the heart is very important. Without the heart, your body won't function perfectly. You cannot see the potential of who. Without the heart, you cannot really use your spirit. The heart connects all your emotions, your psychological thinking, your consciousness, your feelings, your desire, your beliefs, your creativity, your imagination. Everything, it is function based on the heart. So we really need connect. Make heart peace. So yesterday we talked about how to releasing this negative emotion. We know the negative emotions will impact your body, impact to your health. Impact to your health will impact to your immune system. Immunity is lower, so your mind thinking the immunity lower, you might get this virus. Right? That's just logical thinking. The best way, how can I prevent myself at the highest level? What is the highest level? I start nurturing my heart. I start to clean the mirror. If the mirror be clean, inside be peace, the inner peace, then where's the negative emotion come? Without the negative, all I have is past. Now I can connect to the past. The positive thinking, the positive energy has a positive consciousness. The one of the rules in this healing, energy cannot create energy, won't disappear. Energy just transforms. So everything happens, still happens, even though you didn't see it. All the past good happened, still happened. Everything happened at the past, still happens now. Therefore, we can connect to the past of the good. Because at the least the past you see, because that most of the people life experience based on that. I need a proof. I need to see. they relied on the five senses. The future, I haven't seen yet. Right now, I'm too nervous. I cannot have a good imagination, think the past. Now, think the future, I'm sorry. But connect to the past, right? We say everything's good. Everything happened for a reason. All the reason must be for good. Can you see the good? We have to ask yourself. Can we see the good? Seeing good somehow is very difficult. But to take action for the good, that will be more difficult. Take action of the good will be more difficult. So that is what we try to do here, take action. Take our own responsibility. Discover this path. So follow this same thought. All the good energy, good information, has good consciousness. They are still there. It's how to connect. How to connect is to use your imagination. Your thinking, your feeling, right? We know at the cell level, you have a memory. Even though your cell already changed how many times, right? How many times your burning scars already gone, but the memory is still there. How come? The memory can pass in a genetic way, can pass in the cell level. But also memory can be exist at the consciousness level. So your feeling has a memory. So how can we connect? Each one of us all have a good memory of your past. You have a memory of the you when you feel so strong, so healthy, and nothing can stop you. Every day, you can have a night, every night you don't sleep, you party, drinking, you're still stronger. And then even though that's not a good, you know, habit, but the energetic way, you are so strong, right? You can spend it. Outside it's so cold, you just wear the one shirt, go out, it doesn't catch you, it doesn't catch a cold. Now you go out, immediately you're sneezing, you look like a catch a cold. Why? You don't have energy, right? When you was young, when you was at that time, you're so strong energy. You feel so healthy. Man, every one of us has a great memory of the love, of the happiness, right? Now, I would like everyone thinking this way. When you so healthy, what happens? Take this moment, pitch up inside of yourself when you're so healthy. When you're so healthy, that time, when? What year? What month? What entire many years? How many years? Where? At high school? At college? Falling in love? Can you see the picture? You want to see the picture. One picture better than a thousand words. The picture carries a lot of good energy, good information. You need a picture. You need a picture of yourself and a healthy time. Picture of yourself. Can you see your face? You want to see the face? You want to see yourself at that time with face? Can you feel your body now? Try to feel it. Recording this feeling. Recording this feeling. This exercise, the purpose for this exercise is to try to send the positive information and the message to your cell level. Tell yourself, hey, guys, I need help. You've done it before. You can do now. But you want it. and the positive, a strong, healthy feeling we call it. Now we go to the second step. Can you see yourself happy? When you're so joyful, so happy, the moment, when, where? See the picture. See the picture of yourself. Build yourself. Build at that moment. What's happening? Does your hands sweat? Does your heart pump? Can you feel the same heart pump? Your heart jumps so fast. You meet someone you loved. The thing, you feel so happy. You see the sunset, you see the sunrise. Build the happiness and then bring back the feeling at yourself. Now you know. The happiness time with the healthy time, maybe not in the same age, in the same year, same month. Now I need you guys. Use your imagination put together. Good. Then bring back to the now. Now. Right now. You are sitting there with a strong, healthy feeling when you was age 20, 30, doesn't matter. Bring back that kind of feeling right now with that healthy feeling, healthy body, and with joyful, happiness, emotion. Both bring back. And right now, you are connected. All the positive and don't think that's just an accident happens in the past. If we say time space cannot be separated, your neighbor connected to your grandparents, then why not? That happiness, that stronger, is not your genes, your bloodline. And the spirit of your bloodline and the blessing. You have to think they are all smiles, right? So this way, you use your heart, use your imagination, use your creativity. You create a healthy body, happiness body. Now I want everyone to project. And use this way to project to your future. What do you want to be next year, 5 years later? See your future. Connect to your probability of your future. That is a simple, easy meditation. This simple, easy meditation, which is you all have an experience. Just use your creativity. You have a creativity before. You have imagination before. That's everything what you had before. Now, you just recreate and put it together. Use your heart. Use your peaceful heart. Create beautiful of your future. You can practice a couple times a day. You can practice before go to the bed. And use this way. Recording the constantly. At the beginning might be difficult. Little by little, you will connect. If you believe a body mind sphere, if you believe a time space cannot separate, if you believe a conscious, then that is one of the paths. Which is what I learned from my master. I wish these things and the simple things can be very helpful for today. Everyone wants to connect to the past, which is you have experience. I don't have to tell you to make it. Each one can come out of many, not just one. use your own imagination. You have to understand imagination and creativity is not just come from your mind. It's come from outside space. It's come from the life source. It's come from the life source. It's allow this exercise, allow you connect to the life source, which is what we need, how to connect back to the life source. Right? Just like a movie, they say E.T. phone home. We are all as the spirit. We need a phone home. We need to dial in. Right? It's not a 1-800 dial help. It is, but not that, you know, it's that way. Line always busy. But use your heart. The line always open. Your source, life source, always waiting for you. The line never busy. You can connect anytime, anywhere, just doing this simple recording. Allow yourself to connect to the positive energy and the positive soul. And use this energy to the future. And create your beautiful future, healthy future. That will be today. Tomorrow, we're going to continue this concept. And once we have this, how can we pray? How can we use the inner power to pray, not for us, for the world, for your family, for the everybody? Thank you. Now we start open for the questions.
Thank you. That was truly inspiring. And now we'll open our phone lines. If you want to ask Grandmaster Lou a question, hit *2. And we'll take your calls. There's one technique-driven question from yesterday, Master Lou, for the spirit gate breathing. Do we breathe in through our nose and our mouth at the same time, or is it a focus on one area?
They can do either way. They can breathe into the mouth, the nose, and then breathe out from the mouth. But they can use this way, and then see how each one have to create their own energy, the airflow. The best way is still through the nose, breathe in, and through the mouth, breathe out.
Okay. And we have a caller with a 917 exchange. You are unmuted.
Hi. My question was, I've done this type of practice in the past, and it's been very successful, but I find it hard to get to that place where you can have the imagination flow and have all these positive feelings. So then there's like this frustration that you can't be as creative or imaginative as you know you could be, that makes your body and your mind feel good. So do you have any suggestions?
Let me use a different ways of thinking, right? So you have to believe one thing, which is you don't need to believe it is true. Whatever yours would be yours. Then imagination and creativity is yours. You just forget it. You didn't lose. You understand? If you lose it, I'm lost, that means it's not yours. That is yours. You just don't know where you put it. You just, you know, too busy and something covered it. Maybe covered with different books, covered with fear, cover for your worry, cover with your stress. If you're releasing the stress, then the gift will come back. Right?
Okay.
Just thinking that's the gold, that's one of your diamond things, and you put it somewhere, you forget where you put it. Still there. Still inside of you. Maybe you should try do the small things and use your intuition first. Because intuition also is suddenly happening. So can you take the intuition? So not to follow the plan. So since most of the people stay home, then we don't have a lot of plan. We just, you know, how many rooms you can walk around. right? You can do. Just see how much the intuition, how many different types of the intuition started. Then listen to the intuition. Because the intuition is easier, is one of the paths, can help you, can easier help you directly impact or stimulate this creativity.
Thank you. Okay, I have a comment here just from Lois. Thank you, Lois. Lois is saying she just wants to express her gratitude for the broadcast and the powerful time, the great messages. You've helped her through some difficult times. I have a question here from Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa.
Yes, also gratitude. It's a wonderful, wonderful exercise. I just did it right now, and I did have this wonderful image of this forest and just me in it, and it was just very easy to connect, and it even brought tears to my eyes, and I feel just very happy and full. My question is, if it's, you know, as the day progresses, your mind and your thoughts can come in and just kind of clobber, you know, this inspiration. And I'm wondering if there's a method, a physical method in acupressure to kind of accompany us in this meditation to start the flow when, you know, the body is already just kind of non-cooperating, I guess, in this method.
Well, that's a two different system, right? This system is use your rational mind, try through the rational mind can allow you connect to your intuitive mind. That's a different system, different ways to deal. If you say, I'm going to use the acupressure because it's Marines, and then they are, how do I explain to you the easiest way? Okay. So even though we are using this rational mind and go through that and try to stimulate the intuitive mind, the real effect, just like what you say, you see the image, you have a tear, the real effect still have to go through the meridian. You still need this energetic, you know, network. Because now I just talked, that's too many areas that I need to cover because I don't have time to cover the meridians. I think, you know, I don't know if most of the listeners have this concept of energy network. So we only know, you know, the information network. So bottom line, we really need the meridians. That's down the road I need when you talk about this way. So if you guys can do, I put it this way, so definitely you stimulate your physical body because we cannot separate it. Body, mind, spirit. So you still need this body. Think of this. No matter what we do, no matter how spiritual you are, no matter how great you are, you still need this body. The more pure you are, the more clean you are, the more easier you can receive this information, right? Just like a cell phone. You want to download the picture, so you need to see your memory and see the lines. Just like now, in my house, in my internet doesn't work, you know, very slow, so that's why I cannot use YouTube to do that. So I only can use phone. That's the right? So everybody has to think about how can you create unlimited data, right? The fast, the powerful, fast internet, your body internet, and it can connect through your meridian. That, at the least today, is one of the two. The body needs a meridian. So if you say, I'm practicing yoga. Yes, if you practice yoga, use the kundalini. That still is the meridian. That's the other type of the meridian. The seven chakras that does connect. Which one you start? Which one you're going to open in? Once you get in, everything's open. It's the same concept, right? So which way you want to find a way getting in? So if you want to do this, you know, the acupressure to stimulate the meridians, I think in the website I put a four energy gate, this major energy gate, the acupressure points that you can stimulate to allow body network connect each other, start working together. I think it can help a little bit.
Okay. I think I understand. My mind is telling me to try too many things at the same time, and with just doing the meditation is enough. And then later I can do the pressure and meditation. I mean, acupressure, but that's the mind just trying too many things at the same time.
I totally understand. You know, right now we want everything, right? We want everything put in because we think it's not enough. Let me get this, let me get it, let me get this. Right, let me go to this, and let me eat this.
I know, we're trying to do too much.
I know. It's just, you know, so that's why every day I try to, you know, even me, I try to say the too much all day. But I feel, oh, wanna, how can you digest? See, a lot of this concept for me is a 10, 20 years of processing to experience. Just like all of this technique, you know, from first day until this, each technique for me, at the least 100 days of practice. 100 days. Right? The Chinese always say 100 days is a foundation. The 100 days, without 100 days, the foundation is not strong enough. But unfortunately, today is a critical time. Right, so every day people want more information, so I give them more. I know it's good or bad, I don't know. I'm just begging to the master for giving me. No, I'm begging for the master for giving me because it's the critical time. I talk to my master even now, now we still use the phone. You know, he just say, do what you need to do, you know, so everyone need information, so we hope, see, that's what I hope. Any technique, each one of the techniques, if you take one technique, a real impact to someone has a benefit, that's a blessing. That's called a payback. That's what I did, so called the invisible credit. You helped someone use this natural gift. Help they discover their own gift. See, that's the whole purpose. You know, everything here is how to discover your own gift. The gift, you have to, I don't know how to say it this way to listeners. You have to really thinking, how do you born? You know, we each one, if we believe we are the spirit, we come down, we are the star, we come down this earth, right? For purpose, somehow we are all lost, right? We'll forget about our, you know, purpose. Life, destiny. What is our purpose? See? Life. So we all ask the question, if now, just now, what do you want? See? I'm worried about my start job. Oh, I'm worried about someone die. No, that's not you. What you can do, you, now. See? So difficult. Right? There's so many things we all want to do. We want to stop the, you know, stock market going up, going down, my job, my family, my mother, my neighbor, my future. I know there's so much. But still, it's the same concept. Yesterday I said it's like a soda machine. The future is the soda machine. All the probabilities is everyone is there. It's your decision. Put a coin. The coin is the action. Now you push the button, which one you want to drink. You want to drink good, you push the good drink. You want to, you want a junk drink, then you push a junk drink. You want a diet soda, you push a diet soda. That's not sugar, right? So the future can be beautiful. You can connect to the beautiful. It's still there. Future already there. Already there. There's nothing there. We just, you know, everything, we just don't see that. So, you know, unfortunately, if we don't have inner peace, we're never going to see the future. You know, we never see that. You know, you just look at the one thing, you know, the seasons change, the spring going to go, so the next, you know, summer going to come. Because it's not based on the virus, the summer is not going to come. Summer still comes. You know, summer still come, and then fall still come, then the tree still turn into the color. Life is still beautiful. So how do we can connect? What is our purpose? Each one of us, we need a real thing. what is our life purpose? Do we want to sit there, count the finger, or and worry about the future, or we take action, become healthier, happier, then later we can impact to the society, make the world become more beautiful. There are many things we can do. We're born to in this critical time, right? We all know these things. Before you're born, you already download the information how to deal with it because there are no accidents. You're born before this accident. You're born before this virus. You already know the virus is going to happen in this life. You already know this critical time is going to happen. But unfortunately, we don't see these things. If you see this, you will find a way to my software. You are too busy. You, that software you already downloaded, you forget about your password. So you have to get the password, get in. My inner peace can help you find this password. So you download the software. You know how to deal with this situation. I hope this information can really help each one of us. At least help me. So I just want to share it.
Okay. Well, we've run out of time. We do have some additional questions. So if you would like to post your questions on our Facebook page, you can do that by looking for Traditional Chinese Medicine World Foundation. We'd be happy to answer your questions there, or you can email them to Master Lu privately at info@tcmworld.org. Thank you, Master Lu. Until tomorrow morning. All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.